Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are playing as Sir Croakington, and we will be unlocking three more of the clearable dungeons, of which currently I have seven available. These are the seven that you get, either because they just turn up, or I think some of them are unlocked by quest, and some of them are just on the map. Not quite. Anyway, they're unlocked by either doing quests or they're already there. I forget which. Actually, I've got to pause and check. I'm going to see how many are available for a guy who's done no quests. Okay, I've had a check. And out of the 10 clearable dungeons, only one is available right from the start of the game. You can just turn up in Hawklaw and just walk straight to it, having done nothing. The rest of them, you either have to talk to someone or do a quest, or you have to do something so you know where it is. And then you can do it as often as. Then you can just do it repeatedly as soon as it's reset. A time that varies quite a bit. So that's 10 global dungeons. One is just there. Six you unlock by playing the game. And three you buy. Which is, I think, is a fair ratio. I don't think there's really that much need to have any more clearable dungeons, but it's a thing that could be done. Maybe there's something you want to test out in a low-pressure way and not have to, you know, write a big quest to do it first. You just want to say, here's something you can do. Look, there is a new clearable dungeon. It's here. We're testing out this new thing. Contact me if anything goes a bit screwy. That's an option. Or maybe you could have a new one turn up and you could have that unlock a quest. Or maybe you just feel like making one. I say, there's no need for them. Because you've got plenty of different grinding options in Swith. You've got those 10 clearable dungeons. You've got several explorable areas which can be quite promising and have a lot of stuff in them. Okay, admittedly not that much, but I mean Fogbore's got a lot of stuff to it. Stuff that can happen even after you've done all the one-time content. And the beachy shoreline place near Pakwar with the seaside caves. That's a good place. There's also explore the realms at random. On a far less rewardable stage, as random encounters in Twiffic and Talonus, they're not particularly rewarding. You probably just do them just to get the one-off content. Maybe every now and again, just to see. Do something different, but you're not going to be regularly going back to them. And let's see, the other grindable content, there's Yaltorin, the Bat Cave, Axpath Cemetery, the Jade Fang Lair. On the shorter end and on the bigger end, there's the Hall of Ruin and the Ruined City of Tarn. I mean, just between those, that'll probably take you nearly all day just to do them all. And then of course, there's the Battleground Challenges. I mean, if you can get to a really high level, by the time you're done, it's almost time to do it again. And you can get a lot of rewards from them if you encounter the Ghostly Lady. Which is rare, but if you get to a high enough level, in the Bode Horde Challenge, several hundred probably, then you're almost guaranteed to find the Ghostly Lady a few times. And that'll get you a ridiculous amount of all skills and powers XP. It may well be the best source, if you can get to a super high level in the Bode Horde Challenge and have everything lined up to maximise your chances of passing the Ghostly Lady check. But yeah, anyway, I think that is enough. There's another grindable place is the there's the multiplayers that they're a grindable place. There's the four wolfkin that you encounter on the way to Tyrus Redborn. That's a grindable place. Lots and lots of different ways to grind. If you want to play some Swift, but either you've done all the quests, or you're not really paying that much attention, and you just want something to do where you could just click and not worry about missing anything important. But anyway. Anyway, back to Sir Croakington. We've got three. We're gonna go to Talonus, and we are going to unlock those three clearable dungeons. And I've already been talking for nearly 7.5 minutes without actually getting anything done. Oh well. Elkerin the Mapmaker. This is the shop of Elokron, a master mapmaker and part-time adventurer. The diminutive young woman whose skill with the sword has been finely honed under the tutelage of Throthwa, who is the person in charge of the training grounds, whose link is either not there or has disappeared. Maybe she's on the full list. Maybe it's just a misspelling. I'm going to check at the Thjotha's training yard. Speak with Thjotha. Yeah. It just seems that there's a link. The link was made, but he never got round to actually having it linked to anything. Oh well. I mean, you know enough about Thjotha, probably from just training with her. Well, you'd like to know more, but of course you always would. Right, Elokron the Mapmaker. The diminutive young woman whose skill with the sword has been finely honed under the tutelage of Throthra spends most of her days here, making detailed maps for all manner of clients throughout Tysa and beyond. Okay, that's a very important skill. especially in the days before printing presses. And of course, any technology more advanced than that, which was even more convenient. It's a well-known fact that Ella can boast of her income by selling information regarding the location of certain explorable places places to which her main profession has made her privy. Yeah, makes sense. Ooh! You know, you're there with your... Well, I'm not sure what she uses for her maps. Could she use a field of light? You know, which is a very complicated device where you can set it up to exactly measure the angle of something, and then with a little bit of trigonometry, you could measure everything. Once you have a solid point and a solid line to start with, you could just trigonometrically survey yourself all the way across the kingdom. That might be it, but I don't know. Could a theodolite be made? I mean, it's not locked behind any really high tech. It's just a really fiddly thing to make. But, it could be made in a medieval kingdom. I'm not sure how you could get it precise enough, but yet again, I'm sure if someone was to work at it, they could make one. And then do a great trigonometric survey of the entire kingdom. I wonder, when did the Ordnance Survey start? Alright. The precursor to the Ordnance Survey started in 1747. And they were surveying Scotland in case they rebelled again. They didn't, so maybe the map helped. But it took a lot. And this was pretty crude, but probably good enough for a medieval kingdom. Or, you know, a map where you're just trying to get to a place. You know, rather than planning building a road or a military campaign or something, but yes, yes. Anyway, I'm not sure what tools Ekrin the map maker uses. Maybe chains, you know, chains of fixed length. So, you know, with a bit of trigonometry, you can say, okay, this area is. This area is this many chains away, it's at this angle, and this chains from this part of the triangle. Okay, now do some math. Oh, it's exactly here on this map. And then once you got that dot, you've got another solid line to do the next off, and so on. You just go out until you've surveyed everything you need to. Of course, there's just the options, you know, do it by eye, which is probably good enough for, definitely good enough for what Sir Crokington's looking for. Yes, but great trigonometric survey is probably a bit advanced of what she can get, especially since, as far as I know, she's working on her own, or if she has a staff, it's very, very small. You want to do a proper survey like that, you need a team, if only to carry all those really long chains. Well, let's converse with her anyway. Or him. Her. Converse with Ekrin. Ekrin seems only too pleased to put aside her work and speak with you. she fetches two mugs of steaming palo and proceeds to ask you about all your latest adventures. Listen intently, she nods at regular intervals and sometimes shakes her head in disbelief as you describe some of the more recent events with which you've played a part. Oh yeah, you remember that time? Well, I got paid for something that I just stolen? I severely hope Volgrath the Wretch doesn't find out about that. But he will. I'm probably going to be in a lot of trouble for that. I mean, I'm definitely the number one suspect. Someday, I'll have time for that, she says, flung her gaze to the open window that looks out to the street. But for now, I'll have to be content to make maps and supply folk like you with the locations of explorable spots. But I can still dream of someday. Okay, let's inquire about purchasing some information. Eliquin rummages around through several untidy stacks of paper, attempting to discover the ready location she is available to sell you. Yes, here we are, she says at last, smiling as she closely examines what appear to be several hastily drawn maps. I think I might just have found something for you. Of course, another way to make a clearable dungeon is, say, GM was working on an adventure and it just didn't work out. But you've made at least a dungeon or something that's very nearly a dungeon, say the first floor of a dungeon. You just chop off the west, make that an explorable location, and then you could just put it in the game. Or maybe you could just copy something over from a one-off adventure, but change it a little bit, and bam, there's another explorable location. Plenty of ways to do this. There we are, she says at last, smiling as she closely examines what appears to be several hastily drawn maps. I think I might just have found something for you. Standing Elko inside, you look down upon the cluttered surface of a table, over which are spread numerous maps in various stages of completion. The map maker tells you she just found three locations that might be of interest to you. It costs 100 gold, which is probably far less than you'll make from just the loot from just one exploration of them, to purchase directions to a location for Marquin. Once purchases, the locations will be available to travel to. Okay, Bone Scatter Cave is the first. Erkon accepts your gold and provides you with the location of Bone Scatter Cave, which is in Eastern Tysa in the Withering Wood. The map maker tells you she may have some more locations she can offer to you. Inquire about the locations. Okay, Shimmerpool Cave. Lacron accepts your gold and then provides you with the location of Shimmerpool Cave, which is in Western Tysa, Lake Ironwain, the Ironshore Hollows. Okay. Inquire about the... She has more. Trail's End Cave. 100 gold spent. Eloquin accepts your gold and then provides you with the location of Trail's End Cave. That's in Southern Tosa, Thane Vale, the Copper Wood. Oh, another place in Southern Tosa. Maybe we could have explored that when we were hanging around there. But, oh well. I guess we'll be going back there. Back near the dragon. The map maker tells you she doesn't currently have any further locations she can offer to you. Try again in just a bit. I'm always stumbling across new places, so this is another one of those perpetual loose ends. It's just, I don't think no one expects it to. I don't think anyone really expects more dungeons to, more explorable locations to be provided here, but it's just an option. Just an option if we want to put, if it want to put something here, you can. Just like, if you want to have more adventures with the Silver Quest, you can. And if you want to do something with Thane Poland again, but you probably have to set things up a bit after Proving Ground 6 for reasons. I mean, you can. Same for the other Thanes. Okay, leave the shop. Okay, let's start. We'll travel to the one in Eastern Tysa first. In the Withering Wood, there is Bone Shatter Cave. You're standing just before the gaping mouth of a cave, deep inside the eerie, decaying confines of the Withering Wood. A large number of bones, both animal and human, lie scattered about the patch of ground, directly in front of the lair's jagged maw. Alright. I mean, how did the human bones get here? I mean, maybe it just so happens that there was a graveyard here and the animals just got into it. Of course, I think that what it's supposed to imply is people have been killed here, but once people are dead, the bones can be moved around. And they stick around. I mean, in ideal circumstances, pretty much forever. I mean, in other circumstances, they can be turned into crumbly powder and nothing in not very long at all. But as an archaeologist, I know bones can last a very, very long time. Of course, the fact that they're all bones implies that if any person has been killed here, it was probably several years ago. But it could be anywhere from several years to thousands of years. And of course, just because the bones are here doesn't mean the killing was here. Bones can be moved. I should know, I move a lot of bones. Not being an archaeologist and all. Okay. This can be normal, like all the clearable dungeons. This can be normal or scaled. I mean, being scaled does get you a bit more XP, but it makes it more difficult, so. Is the few more XP per fight worth it? Well, maybe. Or maybe you actually want challenge. Insofar as scaling gives you challenge, what it means is you just have to heal more often. But maybe having to pay attention to that might just be enough to just keep you on your toes a little bit. Enter the cave anyway. You're standing just inside the mouth of Bone Scatter Cave. To the east, the twisting cave passages disappear into darkness after less than a dozen yards. A large scattering of bones, many of them fragmented, covers the floor here. And unfortunately, I've already cleared off all my inventory, so I'll be able to loot everything that comes here. All right, I'm in the northwest corner. All right, this dungeon has... There's a passage going from the northwest to the centre, and then from the centre to the northeast, and then below that, it splits into three. Alright. Making my way to the centre, checking out the northeastern corner, nothing there. Okay, now the central part, where it soon splits into three. And then the eastern side in the southeast corner then splits into two again, going north and south. You stumble across a large pile of bones heaped against the wall in this section of the cave tunnel. Disturbingly enough, several human bones are strewn throughout the grisly mound. Admittedly, it's somewhat sinister that human bones could end up there, but Human bones get moved about. I mean, sometimes you have a graveyard, or someone just dying unexpectedly, or hiding a body, and then people forget there's a graveyard then people plough, human bones come up, and then suddenly we go, ooh, bones! Animal go, ooh, bones, tasty, tasty bones, and then they run him into the cave. Nothing particularly murdery going on there, it's just people died naturally and the bones were forgot because it's been centuries. And then presumably whatever the burial was for, the spiritual function of the burial was done and the souls are well on their ways to the halls of the Allfather. And he's not going to kick up a fuss and say, oh, sorry, your skeleton was disturbed after 1,200 years, so nope, now you have to go back to being a ghost. Well, that's not very fair. No, actually, no, it isn't. Okay, you can stay here. I suppose, no one actually was brave enough to bring that up to me. Well, thanks for telling me that. I mean, yeah, it's like when no one says no to you, you keep some very stupid ideas. Thanks. Now, okay, if anyone else thinks my idea, I'm having some stupid ideas, would you tell me? Because I don't want to be being wrong. Okay? If I'm wrong, you should tell me. Okay? Maybe that's what happened. I'm assuming the Allfather is a chill guy. I mean, he seems to be. I mean, well, I'm not exactly sure on the theology. I mean, the Allfather seems to be your standard good monotheistic deity. Definitely male, because the Allfather thing just created the world. Generally benevolent, but rather standoffish. You know, the sort of deity you kind of have to have in a video game, because if you have an evil god, everything becomes about fighting it, and then you can't really do much else. But if you have an active good god, then what the hell are you going to do? You've got a god! What's there for you to do when you've got a god walking around fixing problems? Yeah, you have nothing to do! Unless the god's really incompetent. Or, you know, not actually that powerful. I mean, which admittedly, Allfather's supposed to be omnipotent, but, I mean, we don't know. We don't even know the Allfather actually exists. But a lot of people believe the Allfather exists, which is good enough. Anyway, let's search this bone pile. You search through the bone pile, turns up several interesting pieces. Okay, how did this equipment end up? Well, wait, obviously. I mean, if people were buried with their stuff, I mean, there's plenty of people that get buried with their equipment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Because, I mean, it's nice to have around. And if you're in a more warrior-y culture, you probably assume you're going to be fighting more in the afterlife. Because fighting is fun. And God needs warriors. Alright, here's some loot. Some of it's quite good. And a trinket worth 10 gold. Confident you haven't overlooked anything of importance, you once again prepare to set off through the cave. Alright, going south. Okay, I'm going to check out the southwest corner. You stumble across a large pile of bones heaped against a wall in this section of the cave tunnel. Disturbingly enough, several human bones are strewn throughout the grisly mound. Search the bone pile. Your search through the bone pile turns up several interesting pieces. Actually, only one interesting piece, a sturdy axe. Oh, and 10 gold. Confident you haven't overlooked anything important, you once again prepare to set off through the cave. Alright, southwest corner checked out. South alcove checked out. Southeast. Oh, and here I am testing out the last part of the dungeon. We've got suddenly in the north side of the north passage of the southeast corner. Suddenly, you instinctively draw yourself into defensive stance as a massive carnage crawler surges out of the darkness ahead. The fearsome creature, its fang-filled maw stretched wide, charges forward, its legs churning wildly as it bears down on its intended prey. Well, obviously I'm going to hold my ground and engage the hideous creature. That's the whole reason I came here. A bit I didn't know at the time, but I knew there'd be something here and I was going to defeat it. Maneuvering to stay clear of its deadly jaws, you boldly engage the massive carnage crawler. The carnage crawler snaps at you with its mighty jaws. And I go into a battle rage. I'm currently angry, although I do not know why. You have slain your foe. 5 XP. Oh, and the enchantments helped me as well. You step back from the oozing remains of the giant carnage crawler and spend several moments catching your breath as you check over your equipment. The fearsome creature that claimed this remote forest lair as its own is no more. But soon enough, something else will take this place, because it's just a very nice cave. Very convenient, very nice place to put your lair if you're any sort of creature. And I'm sure enough someone will quickly figure out, ooh, this lair is available. I'm going to move in. You make a thorough search of several nearby heaps of bone and debris and discover the following. There's just some more generic loot. Some of it's rather good. A sturdy banded breastplate is 6 SP. Now sell for more than 1,000 gold. Sturdy banded sleeves is 5 SP. Oh, and 38 gold. After concluding your search, you make one last search. You take one last look at the slain carnage crawler before turning and head back south along the cave passage. Suddenly, an eerie quiet swiftly falls upon Bone Scatter Cave. Success! You successfully cleared Bone Scatter Cave. Please note, although you've managed to clear this dungeon, there may or may not be more left to discover here. You can, if you wish, continue to explore Bone Scatter Cave. I guess in these caves, the things to discover are the loot piles in the bone piles. The bone scatter cave will, after a time, reset itself, allowing you the opportunity to once again explore and clear it, and once again get the 64 XP to general I just got. A thorough search of the now empty cave turns up a large wooden chest, tucked into a shadowy corner of the bone-littered lair. I'm guessing someone was just putting that there out of the way, and then they died, or they forgot it, or they didn't need it anymore. Or maybe they were intending to pass it on to someone else, but they couldn't get it, because reasons. The chest is unlocked and contains a large assortment of items and valuables. And those are some more stuff. Oh, and 59 gold tokens. After concluding your examination of the chest contents, you once again set off through the cave. Alright, just filling in the last gap. And I can still check out the carnage crawler. It's still there. It's still rotting. It's still oozing and gross. Quickly head to the cave entrance. Quickly make my way to cave entrance. Well, many of the bones are fragmented. Well, that makes sense. Bones can fragment easily, especially if they're on the surface where anyone can just, you know, step on them or kick them. And a carnage crawler's going around just tearing through them and just smashing bones and going, tasty, tasty marrow. Yum, 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 yum. But, you know, in carnage crawleries, which is different. Leave the cave. It's been cleared, this dungeon, but it'll soon enough unclear. Okay, on to the next one. Southern Tysa. Thane Vale. Alright, Trails End Cave. Weird that there's two clearable dungeons in Southern Tysa. A region which doesn't have all that much, but it has got a lot of quite a lot going on, considering there's no towns here. You've got the Lakeshore Tavern, which is 3 whole episodes. There's the whole dragon thing, and Garzant the Horse Trader, and the Echoing Depths nearby. All right, Trail's End Cave. You're standing at the end of a broad forest trail, directly before the now mouth of the aptly named Trail's End Cave. The path leading up to the cave appears to be well travelled. And now, to enter the cave. You're standing just inside the mouth of Trail's End Cave. To the east, a wide, sloping passage swiftly disappears into the musty gloom. Now I am in the northwest corner of this map. You're in a very large dungeon. Alright, I'm making my way along the northwest side. Along the northern part of the map. 3 skirmisher ants move out of the shadows ahead. The fierce creatures, their pierces gashing wildly, surge forward and attack. Alright, skirmisher ants, 1 of 3, begin combat. You swing your club at the enemy, they are slain. 2 XP. You step back from the remains of the ant and immediately find yourself fending off the frenzied attack of the second skirmisher. Begin combat. The skirmisher ant snaps at you with its powerful jaws. It is slain. 2 XP. The third ant is immediately upon you. Its deadly pincers is snapping wildly, only inches from your face. Begin combat. Snaps you. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 16 damage. And slain. 4 XP. You scare down in revulsion at the oozing remains of the skirmisher ants. After quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off along the cave tunnel, okay, making my way along the northern side of the map. Skirmisher ants, 1 of 2. And then 2 of 2. Four XP, then 3 XP. Once again, set off along the cave tunnel. Alright, and you discover a large heap of rubble and debris in this section of the cave passage. The massive pile appears to have recently had things added to it. Search the debris. You thoroughly search the pile of debris and discover the following. There's some loot. And 23 gold. This loot will disappear once you leave the location. Having concluded your examination of the heap, you carefully check over your equipment before once again taking off through the dark. Alright, northeast corner. Without warning, a massive skirmisher ant charges out of the darkness ahead, its broad pincers snapping wildly as it bears down on you. The ant, nearly twice the size of those you've previously discovered, is a truly terrifying creature. Hold your ground and engage the giant ant. You boldly draw yourself into combat ready stance as you prepare to engage the giant ant. It's a massive skirmisher ant. Begin combat. Alright, there's some sort of different cast of skirmisher ant. Could be those were worker ants and this is a soldier ant. Although maybe it's just a major and I was fighting soldier ants. Who knows? The massive ant snaps at you with its powerful jaws. That's because you can end up with several different types of ants with ants. So the giant enemy bears into your flesh for 19 damage. And it is slain.
4 XP.
Slip away from the oozing remains of the massive ant. And spend a few moments checking over your gear. And checking and catching your breath. After making certain that nothing else is lurking nearby in the gloom. You once again set off along the cave tunnel. Okay. Okay, now I'm making my way along the south side of the east side of the map. There was another pile of rubble. Search the debris. Alright, there's some loot. Alright, pick up the worthy stuff. Having concluded your examination of heap, you carefully check over your equipment before once again setting off through the dark. Just a lone skirmisher ant. Quick combat. 4 XP. You stumble across the skeletal remains of a human in this section of the cave passage. You have little doubt that this hapless soul met its end in this dark, musty lair. Alright, yep. Ant lair, definitely a place where people could meet their end. Although, quite frankly, I'm surprised they made it this far. Although, maybe they were, you know, just picked up alive. Not out of any particular desire. It's just so happened that the chunk of meat that the ants picked up just happened to live this long. Because, yeah, ants. They'll totally get you. Search the skeletal remains. Quick search of the skeleton turns up the following. It's some loot. Ooh, a very rare. No way, extremely rare. Ardivarian artifact. Yeah, I can exchange that for some battle markers. Oh, and 12 gold. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you warily prepare to set off along the dark cave passage. I made my way to the southeast corner, which is a little where there's a little alcove. Lone skirmish rank, just quick combat that. 2 XP from that. Alright, now I'm just filling in some gaps. Alright, this map. Alright, this map doesn't go particularly far north to south. Skirmish rank 2/2. 2 XP from that. It's only about 7 north to south. Further east to west. Skirmish rank 1/3. 2/3. 3/3. Suddenly, an unsettling quiet suddenly falls up over Twell's End Cave. It's cleared. Alright. Please note, though you've managed to clear this dungeon, there may or may not be more left to discover here. You can, if you wish, continue to explore Tower's End Cave, and I will. 64 XP to General. You make a thorough search of the clear cave and find a large cache of items tucked into a shadowy corner of the dark lair. Alright, here's some stuff. Some of it worth taking, and 55 gold. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you set off through the cave, eager to trade the musty gloom for the reassuring light of day. Alright, just covering the areas of the dungeon that I haven't been yet. Alright, just everywhere I haven't been yet, I'm filling in. Going to the southwest corner. A patch of black lichen clings to the wall in this section of the cave passage. A strange, almost sweet smell hangs in the dark, musty air of this gloomy cave. Yeah, makes sense. That's just the smell that you get when there were skirmisher ants. Oh, there's another skeleton. Human skeleton. Search the skeletal remains. Get some loot. And 25 gold. Now, another patch of black lichen. And that was me filling in the gap along the south side. Okay, I've fully explored everywhere in this little dungeon. This dungeon that is 7 from north to south and slightly more across. But still not that big an area, really. Alright. There's the cave. You're standing just inside the mouth of the Twell's End Cave. To the east, the wide, gently sloping passage swiftly disappears into gloom. Leave the cave. We've got us suddenly. Must have bumped into someone. Well, we'll see. As you step out of the cave, your eyes are immediately drawn to a curious figure garbed mostly in green, seated on a stump near the end of the forest trail. The short, moderately returned man, his brown hair almost reaching his waist, leaps to his feet and bows upon catching sight of you. No, don't you go bowing now, he scowls. Already waggling a plump finger at you. You've done all rough already. I'll have the hat to assume it was you who cleared out those ants. And a fine job it was too, you see. I've got to go in there, just for a bit. But I wasn't going to try with all those things dashing about. Things being skirmisher ants. Because unfortunate indeed is the adventurer who runs into a nest or roving band of these fierce giant ants. Named Skirmisher due to the ferocity and unnerving propensity to attack and devour any living thing they encounter, these ants are best avoided at all costs. More often than not, when skirmisher ants were encountered, it is a roving band of warrior ants seeking out a safe location to which they can relocate an existing nest. Typically, skirmisher ants are about as large as a medium-sized dog. The skirmisher ant queen, though they are rarely encountered, is said to have been roughly the size of that. Was that what I encountered in the northeast corner? Could be. Although you think you'd notice a queen ant, because they're a completely different shape. Far more abdomen rather than just being bigger. Maybe there isn't a queen yet. Could be if they haven't moved her in yet. Or maybe... Or maybe they just don't have one yet. The skirmisher ant queen, who they are rarely encountered, is said to be roughly the size of a bear. What a fine job it was too, you see. Wasn't going to try with all those things dashing about. The man in green strides up and introduces himself as Tidlin and tells you he's seeking a special lichen that he knows for certain grows in the cave. Yeah, we saw some special lichen. I don't suppose you saw any lichens in there, did you? He asks. Well, I very much doubt you had time to pay attention to that sort of thing with the ants going about. The lichens are very important to my research. And this is one of the only places I've been able to find them. I've been in there before, but these ants started showing up a while back. I'll make it a habit not to tangle with creatures like that. Tillian thanks you for clearing out the ants, then asks you a question that catches you off guard. Are you by any chance versed in gator magic? Indeed, I just happen to be. I happen to be a master of gator magic, just by coincidence. He stares at you expectantly, his wide eyes sparkling as he awaits your response. I can tell him I am, or I'm not. I'm telling him I am, because it just happens to be the truth. Tilly nods and draws a small vial out of a leather pack that's tied to the left side of his considerable waist. The stoppered bottle is filled with a thick black liquid. Have just a sip of that, he says, holding the bottle out for you. But only if you are truly versed in gating magic. Otherwise, even one sip might prove deadly, and indeed it does. It will help enhance your ability to wield gating magic. Just a little concoction I've come up. And yes, it's made from the lichens. The kind of lichens I harvest from caves like this one. Alright, let's take a sip of this black liquid. The instant a drop of the black liquid hits the back of your tongue and reaches down your throat, you feel as if you're going to retch. Tillin snatches back the vial as you place both hands on your knees and lean forward, suddenly overcome by a disorienting wave of nausea. Just when you begin to think you've ingested some sort of poison, the nausea subsides and you feel a strange tingling sensation that swiftly passes over your entire body. 8,192 experience to gating. Whew, that's a lot, especially for, you know, just turning up there after just one finish of, well, comparatively small dungeon, really. How does that rank to the experience I need to level up? Yep, now I have plenty of experience to level up. To level up twice, actually. The taste. Tullin, having successfully forced the stopper back into the neck of the vial, smiles as you draw several deep breaths, exhaling forcefully after each one. "The taste isn't quite what it should be," he says. "The lichens are to blame for it, but I think the result is most satisfactory." You thank Tirlin for offering you a sip of the potion, but he dismisses your gratitude with a wave, with a smile and a wave of his hand. "It's my great pleasure," he says. "After all, we gators have to stick together in these troubling times. Did I mention I'm also a gator? Well, if not, I've just said it." After again thanking you for clearing the cave, Tirlin bids you farewell and tells you he will now get to work, harvesting the lichens he's come here seeking. With that, the plump, bearded man adjusts the rope boat encircling his wells. Waste, seemingly no easy feat. Lights a battered lantern and cautiously lumbers into the gaping mouth of Trail's End Cave. When he has disappeared into the gloom, you prepare to set off on your way. Alright, this has been cleared. You can rest here to restore your health. You settle down in what you feel is a safe location in the relative vicinity of the cave and get some much needed rest. Your stamina points, not your Neville Reserve. You'll have to go to somewhere a bit more secure to rest long enough to restore that. Having recovered from your recent travails, you quickly check over your equipment before warily making your way back towards Trail's End Cave. Okay, we're at nearly 55 minutes. Alright, I think that's enough for now. So in the next episode, we'll go to the Shimmering... Let me just check. Adventures. 10 clearable dungeons. That will be the one to go for is... The one to finish is Shimmerpool Cave. The Bone Shatter Cave has not reset yet, but it will eventually. Definitely by the time I come back here. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers. City of Talanus, and save there. Ta-ta.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.